Hi y'all, what's up? It's just me, Ava. I'm going to be doing my own episode of the Ghost Kids podcast today because my brothers are asleep. It's actually like 9 o'clock right now. I'm submitting this, but so yeah, let's get started. But before we get started, I want to show you guys a riddle. So we just got back in school and one of our ghost stories is actually related to school. So we're going back to school and our teacher gave us this really hard riddle and it took me forever to solve it, but I'll give you the answer at the end of the episode. So the riddle is, a man walks into a store and asks the owner of the store for what he wants, and he walks away holding a white bag. And I'll give you a hint. On the white bag, there was an M, a yellow M on it. So, the expression on his face. So, pause. If you guys don't know what the expression is, it's either like happy, sad, mad. So, it was the expression on his face matches the name of the product that he bought. What store did he go to and what did he buy? I'll give you some time to think about it, and at the end of the episode, I'll give you the answer. Hi, y'all, and I'm here. It's still me, Ava. You can't get rid of me. I'm going to be telling you guys the story Blackboard, and I realized I made a mistake. So, last episode, it said it was episode 4 of the Ghost Kids podcast. It wasn't. It was episode 3. This is episode 4, just for clarification. Yeah. So, once upon a time, there's this teacher in China, and he was, like, a really strict teacher. So, every night, if kids were, like, being bad, he would send them to the library to write out multiplication division tables. So each student has a number 1 through 20, because there were 20 students in his class. So at certain points, like say at 8:20, the teacher would have the students text, "Hi teacher, I'm number 18, or "Hi teacher, I'm number 14. So one night, a group of students were writing out their tables in the library, and at 7:45, he got a text that said, "Hi teacher, I'm number 21. He thought it was a prank by one of the students. So he said, "Either confess what you did now, or every one of you will get a slap on the wrist with the ruler." So if you don't know what that feels like, I recommend not doing it because it hurts. So the next day, so nobody confessed to doing it. So the next day he beat everybody on the wrist. And the next night, he got another text saying, "Hi teacher, I'm number 21. And he kept getting these texts every single night, and he kept hitting the students on the wrist every single night. And one day he got a text, and before the person X'd out of the text, he asked, "Who are you?" And the girl said, "I see you every day, teacher. You just don't turn around to look at me." So this made the teacher very creeped out, and he quit his teaching job, and he moved all the way to California. For your information, he was living in China at the time. So China to California is a long way away. So, when the school was renovating, they decided to replace the blackboard in the old teacher's classroom. They removed it, and behind it was a girl holding a cell phone. And this girl was dead, and her body was all decayed. And in the phone it said, like, before she could send it, it said, "Hi, teacher. I'm number 21. Hi, everybody. So for the second story, I'm going to be reading a story written by the famous Edgar Allan Poe. So if you guys are kids, I do not think that you would understand him, because he writes in the 1800s, I don't know, but his writing's like, I don't know, Shakespeare, I guess, like that era type of thing. So my dad translated a story for me that I can tell for you, and it might not make sense until you like really think about it, but this one's called The King's Castle. So yeah, once upon a time there was this king, and there was like this terrible plague going on. Plague is like a sickness, like a bad sickness that like could kill a lot of people. It depends on like what plague it was. This particular one was the plague brought on by the rats. So the king decided to quarantine, like, in his house, all the people who weren't sick who were really important. So, like, the mayor, well, I mean, probably not the mayor, because I don't think there's, like, a mayor of France, but, like, mayor-type people. So, he decided to throw a masquerade party for all the people there so he could just liven up the time while the poor people were getting sick. So, everybody had masks on, and they decided, so the king had a bunch of colored brooms going from red to black. So, like, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, gray, black. So, he decided to throw a party in the black room. So, during the party, a man dressed in all black, do you guys know the dude who, like, has the pole and has the very sharp axe? I don't know what his name is, but that's what the dude dressed up as. And so he went up to the king, and he said, "Hi. My name is the Plague." And he's like, "Oh my gosh, that's not even funny. Get out of my castle right now." And the guy took his axe and he swung it at him. But it didn't chop him in half. It gave him the plague. And every single one in the room got plague. So, I mean, it's not really scary if you don't think about it. So you have to just think about it and let your mind process it. So, a dude, like the plague, went into human form and killed the king because he just let all the people who were like normal people, like you and me, who live in normal houses, suffer. Thank you so much for listening. Before I let you go, I'm going to give you the answer to the riddle. So, the riddle, again, was a man walks into a store and asks a uniformed man for what he wants, and he walks out with a bag that has a yellow M on it. Where was the product he buys matches the expression he has on his face. Where is he and what did he buy? Well, the answer is he went to McDonald's and he bought a Happy Meal because he had a happy expression on his face and he bought a Happy Meal. So, yeah. one last thing I have, like, all I ask of you, because if you guys like this show, I'd love to hear from you guys and hear your ideas, because we're kind of running out. I mean, like, so please, please, please email us at ghostkidspodcast.com. And we will give you a shout out on the show. And we just want to hear your ideas. And anybody who sends us a picture, anybody who like provides a mailing address, we might be sending out some letters in the mail to thank you. So please, please email us at ghostkidspodcast.com. It would make our day so much happier if you could do that for us. So, I mean, you don't have to, but like, I'd really love to reach in. So, thanks, guys. Bye. And don't forget to email us at ghostkidspodcast.com.